This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shiny sea, relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare has been with me almost since the first day. Some of my advertisers have been with me since the very first day I started on local radio. Liberty HealthShare has been with me almost from that first day, from month number three. So that's pretty darn cool. And I had a local radio show in Las Vegas, and then they upgraded to my national radio show, and they've been with me ever since. We've been on national radio for about 2.5 years now. So very cool. Thank you, Liberty. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You can do it at any time. You can do it today. You can do it this hour. You can do it during this interview. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. And they certainly do allow you to choose your doctor and hospital, because I had kidney stones last February. They allowed me to choose my doctor and my hospital and my surgeon and my anesthesiologist. And then they took great care of me, and they paid the entire bill minus my deductible, which is small compared to the old days with Aetna health insurance. So Liberty HealthShare is so far superior to having health insurance, it's ridiculous. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. And just coincidentally, our guest is Matt Bellis, Communications Director at Liberty HealthShare. We're not talking about his company. This is not a commercial. We're talking about healthcare. He's our healthcare expert, and he gives us all kinds of good information and advice and predictions about healthcare. We have him on the show as our health medical expert. Matt Bellis, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thanks for having me.
So there's a bunch of issues out there I wanted to talk to you about. Number one is swing state voters oppose surprise medical bill legislation. What is that all about?
Well, the whole issue of surprise medical bills has more to do with the whole idea of out-of-network versus in-network costs for health care bills. If you go to the doctor's office, your insurance program has a network of people that you can see. But this is an issue that a lot of people come up with, especially whenever they go to emergency rooms, because while the hospital might be an in-network thing, the doctors or the different physicians or even the facilities themselves might be a completely out-of-network expense. And so whenever the bill comes, if a person visits that emergency room and they're hit with a surprise bill, what this poll specifically finds is that voters in the swing states don't want the government to side with insurers on putting a cap on those surprise bills. That's a little bit of a complex situation where you've got people saying, we want the insurers, the health plans, to bear the full cost of these surprise bills, and the government shouldn't step in to help mitigate those costs. But frankly, if you look at this, Wayne, this just completely typifies what's wrong within the healthcare industry in terms of billing, where you have these third-party payment systems that rely on preferred provider networks that just do not match up with how people actually actually live their lives. And it's just a complete mess.
It is. It's a complete mess because, let me tell you something, I study everything. I mean, that's all I do all day long. Radio's 3 hours a day, and TV's 1 hour a day. But I spend like 16 hours a day on the internet reading every article about everything so nobody can ever call up and ever catch me not knowing something about anything, right? So it's almost never that you catch me with anything. I didn't understand anything you just said. I swear to you, it's so complicated, I don't even understand which side I'm on. Let's face it, Wayne Root's always got a strong side on everything. I have no idea where I stand on this one. It's so freaking complex and confusing that nobody understands. I don't even understand which side the swing state voters are on and what side I'm supposed to be on with surprise, medical bill, legislation about out-of-networks. It's all just too complex for the average person. I'm a Columbia grad, and I'm confused as heck. So I don't know what to tell you, Matt. This is confusing stuff. I think the real answer is everybody should switch to Christian health sharing, and then it would be a lot simpler, right?
It would be a lot simpler where you don't have to deal with networks. You're a person taking care of your own health care bills. This whole issue, frankly, is a complex issue. It is something that needs to be, frankly, dealt with, but not by the federal government to put caps on insurers.
All right, another big issue in the news about health care. Tennessee is the maybe the first state to turn Medicaid into a block grant. Now, that one I understand, and I think it's good. In other words, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's a block grant, then instead of the government paying unlimited money for anything Tennessee asks for, the government says last year you spent $18 billion. So this year we're going to give you $18 billion, and you get to keep the entire $18 billion. If you could save money and only spend $16 billion, you get to keep the other $2 billion, but you're not going to get any more than $18 billion, so it can't go up, saving taxpayers a lot of money and making states some extra money. Do I kind of have that right?
Well, you do. And actually, this whole idea of block grants being turned around for a state's Medicaid program is actually what should happen in a federalist society. That's why we have this whole system to where if you've got to have government intervention, then it go as small as possible. And that's what Tennessee is trying to do with this whole idea of converting their Medicaid system into a block grant system to where they have more control over the money that happens, but that control gives them greater flexibility because a state should know better about how to help their own citizens than a disconnected federal government. The other thing that it does is that it takes care of high-dollar pre-existing folks who are already on some sort of government assistance. It gives them a little bit more of a cushion and helps them directly rather than a faceless bureaucratic system that the federal government takes care of. This allows the state to better take care of those folks who are maybe the worst off among us, and so we want to make sure that those folks are taken care of. But the other idea of this is that it also incentivizes those who might be on Medicaid to start removing themselves from Medicaid. It actually removes that generational dependency and gives the state greater flexibility and freedom to get people off of these government programs. And so that whole entire block grant system gives that that ability back to the state instead of having such great federal controls, which is what we should be going for anyway.
Has anybody ever suggested that the way to beat Obamacare and the way to kill Obamacare and just get it out of our lives is to literally create some sort of system in America that's a lot like Liberty Health Share, that's a lot like Christian health sharing? Is there some way, I mean, here's the question, Matt Bellis, could everybody in America be on Christian health sharing, or is it only a niche product for a small amount of people? It wouldn't work if everybody was on it.
If it is in a way that it is designed now with healthcare sharing, to try and put everybody on it would definitely take a cultural shift in mindset where people actually control their healthcare rather than they're entitled because they paid something. That would be a greater shift in the mindset and the culture of people, which it can be done. It's just really difficult, and people really have to want to be a part of it.
Right. Some people who like welfare would never be a part of that. That's the problem. If you like government paying for everything, you could never be a part of it, because you do have to pay in Liberty Health Sharing, Christian Health Sharing in general. You have to pay every month, and you've got to pay some bills out of pocket, the little stuff, and you guys take care of the big stuff. But it's not like a big welfare program. So the average person who loves Obamacare that gets it free would not like Liberty Health Share, would be my guess, right?
Well, you might have to make some changes. Maybe it could be a voucher system where they have more control. There are other ways to go about it. But as designed right now, we look for the people who want to take responsibility for their health and their health care rather than people who just want an entitlement.
All right. Matt Bellis is our healthcare expert and our medical expert, and he comes on every month and gives us great advice and information. We need guys like you because, as I said to you, even during our interview, I didn't understand anything about that first topic, and I still don't, to be honest with you. Off mic, I think I'm going to need you to give me a tutorial about these out-of-network situations and what this legislation will do and why the voters are against it. But it's a complicated issue. We're trying to make it simpler, and most of the time, we do. Most of the time, Matt does. Thank you, Matt Bellis, Communications Director at Liberty Health Share. You can call them at 855-58-LIBERTY or visit lightyourliberty.com. I'm going to simplify it, Dale. Matt, Dale's the father, of course, who was with us for many years. Matt's the son who's now taken over Dad's communication skills job at Liberty Health Share, doing a great job. But he's the Communications Director like Dale was. But, Matt, I'm going to simplify it. I had kidney stones. You guys paid the bill. I paid the deductible. You negotiated with the hospital. You took care of the hospital, the doctor, the surgeon, and the anesthesiologist. Thank you for making it all so simple for me.
Oh, you're welcome, Wayne, and I'll break out my whiteboard for those complicated issues.
Yeah. We need you to. Believe me, this stuff is over my head. I'm sure it's over everyone's head. Thanks for doing your best to simplify. Matt Bellis, Liberty Health Share. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members.
starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the sponsor of this segment of the show, AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers include Donald Trump Jr., who was just on the show on Monday, son of the President of the United States, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. And if that isn't enough, how about Wayne Allen Root, yours truly? Yes, I'm flying down to Miami, Florida on Friday, and I will be speaking on Saturday in this big event. This is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th and 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Now, a quick information update, as well as a thank you to all of you, because for months now, I've asked all of you who live in Las Vegas to call Cox Cable, because Wayne Root is now everywhere, right? My show is everywhere. Except Las Vegas. It's not on cable in Vegas and has never been. And I've got such a popular radio show, it makes no sense I'm not on TV in Las Vegas. And guess what? I'm about to be on TV in Las Vegas. Cox Cable just agreed to pick up our show. As a matter of fact, one of my fans is the one who told me about it. It wasn't even Newsmax that told me about it. One of my fans contacted me this morning and said, his name is Jeffrey, and he said, I've subscribed to Cox Cable.
primarily for their sports package, and when I received this month's bill, I was so happy to see the announcement that Newsmax TV will be added to the lineup beginning on November 13th. Can't wait to start watching your show. Thank you, Jeff. So now I'm even full saturation in Las Vegas. Thank you for that music. Where's that music from? What movie is that? Aaron Copland. All right, but wasn't that from a famous movie? I could swear that was in a famous movie. All right. In any case, it's a great song, and it's kind of a Hail to the King kind of song, and we like that. So now I'm in Las Vegas on Cox Cable starting on November 13th. And by the way, Cox isn't just in Vegas. Cox is all over the United States, so I don't know how many more millions of homes we just added. I've got to speak to the management and owner of Newsmax TV and find out how big a deal this is. But we know now I'm at Cox in Vegas. I'm assuming it's just like, you know, Comcast. Comcast, we're in 30 million homes, and we just added that in January, or actually in December, 30 million new homes. So when we add Cox, I don't think it's just Vegas. I think it's the whole country, and Cox is everywhere. So the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, now in Vegas and on Cox Cable everywhere. Now, a new poll is just out from Fox News. Literally, it just came out moments ago. And they say Joe Biden is just cratering. He continues to go down, 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 down. Biden at a new low in the Democratic primary race. I call it the Democrat primary race. They call it Democratic. Biden captures the support of 29% of Democrat primary voters. That's down 2 points from last month, 6 points since May. His current 11-point lead is down from a high of 19 in June. Sanders climbs back into second with 18%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 16. Isn't that funny? I just finished telling you all Monday, and I even told Donald Trump Jr. that Wayne Root beat Bernie Sanders in Las Vegas. No wonder they're putting me on Cox Cable. You know, I'm more popular than the number two frontrunner for the Democrat presidential nomination. He had 100 people, the Washington Post said. My buddy said it was more like 75, and they exaggerated. They're being charitable to him. And I had over 300 at the Sun City Anthem Republican Club. Thank you, Sun City. What nice people. What great people. But number two in the race is Bernie Sanders, and he had 100 or less. And I had 300 people at a standing room only crowd, the biggest crowd in the history of the Sun City Anthem Club. I beat Bernie Sanders, and I'm not running for president. And he's in second place to Biden. That shows you how popular Biden must be. Right on Biden's tail. Biden is so smart, or maybe I should substitute with the word senile. Biden is so senile, he claims his plan, his economic plan, is going to add 720 million women to the workforce. You heard me say that right. In the entire country, there's only 330 million people, but he's adding 720 million women to the workforce. He must be traveling the world and bringing all the world's women to America, including the illegal ones. I mean, this guy is a moron. He's senile or a moron. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's going to put 720 million women back in the workforce. He says, you get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax break for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. Oh, my God.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is lowering interest rates by 0.25%. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell did stress the U.S. economy remains strong. Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune reacts to the news.
I prefer to let them do their job and us to do ours. And we're going to be focusing on the things that we can do to continue the economic growth, one of which would be to pass some trade policies, including the USMCA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with officials regarding the Iranian attack of a major Saudi crude oil plant. Now on the home front, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy says something needs to be done.
But what Iran has done and continue to show cannot go unanswered. The president took the first action today by again finding ways to raise sanctions. But the world needs to come together. This cannot stand.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Wayne Allyn Root.
raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Oliver, this is funny. MSNBC has a live poll on allowing guns in public. And the question is, on this live online poll about the Second Amendment, do you think people should be allowed to carry guns in public? One answer would be yes, the Second Amendment guarantees it. Two, no, it's too dangerous. Three, only for self-defense. And 759,000 people have voted. Think of all the liberal polls you hear that say nobody likes Trump. And there are always 1,000 voters in the whole country represent the nation, supposedly. This is 759,000 people have voted. 93% voted yes, the Second Amendment guarantees it. You should be allowed to carry guns in public. 93% yes at MSNBC. MSNBC only has 4% voting no, it's too dangerous. MSNBC. And, you know, I'm not just going by an email from a fan of mine. I'm actually clicking on the link and going to the MSNBC poll, and here it is. And it's now 761,000 people have voted, and it's still 93% have voted yes, the Second Amendment guarantees it, 93%. And 27,000 said no, that's 4%. And 26,000 said only for self-defense, 3%. This is MSNBC's poll. Everybody's for guns. Isn't that hilarious? My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they've done some great things for me. You know, if you think personal endorsement by the host of a show is important, well, my voice is a workhorse. Used to be horse all the time, now it's a workhorse. Went from horse to workhorse. I've never missed a minute in 3 years due to a horse voice. I wrote this script a year ago, right? It's almost been 4 years now. Never missed a minute in almost 4 years due to horse voice. And no colds in almost 4 years. And brain fog is gone. Wake up in the morning sharp. Leaky gut syndrome's gone. Eat food, no fatigue after. No stomach upset. My Doctor Suggests has alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. And you can't get them in storage. You can only get them by calling 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you, or use the promo code ROOT if you're online, and you get 20% off every order. Not your first order, every order. So I was talking about Biden being in a new low in the Democratic primary race, and I was telling you why. Because he thinks that his economic plan will get 720 million women working again, even though the country only has 330 million people in it. And only half of them are women. Bernie Sanders is for Medicare for All. Another idiot. In 1987, Bernie admitted Medicare for All will bankrupt the nation. Medicare for All is the critical platform upon which Senator Bernie Sanders is pitching his tent in the 2020 Democratic Party presidential nomination campaign. And, oh, latest poll shows he's in second place. And Sanders ceaselessly shrugs off critics that enacting such a universal health care system would bankrupt the nation. All of which raises the question, what's changed since 1987? When the then mayor of Burlington, Vermont, explained that giving Medicare for All would be too much of a financial burden for the United States of America to bear. He said, in 1987, he said the astronomical cost of single payer would bankrupt the country. Biden said, but I think what we understand is that unless we change the funding system and the control mechanism in this country to do that, for example, if we expanded Medicaid to everybody, give everybody a Medicaid card, we'd be spending such an astronomical sum of money that, you know, we would bankrupt the nation. This is what Bernie Sanders said in 1987. What's changed since 1987? The Democratic Party is insane. That's what's changed. And again, that's why the RNC just raised a record-setting $23.5 million in August. Thanks to Donald Trump. And Tom Fitton, one of my heroes who represented me when the IRS came calling and tried to destroy my life, and Sam Lantis handled my case. He was my tax lawyer, and Tom Fitton took the case to try and get my IRS records and prove that the IRS was after me based on the orders of Barack Obama, and proved it, and the media didn't care, and nothing happened. Nobody punished anyone.
Tom Fenton calls on the DOJ to criminally prosecute public officials who aid and abet illegal alien criminals. There was a rally in Montgomery County, Maryland, and Fenton called on the DOJ to criminally prosecute politicians who give sanctuary to criminal aliens. Welcome to my world. I've been saying this for a long time. Sanctuary policies make every town a border town. I call on the Justice Department to initiate criminal prosecutions of those public officials who aid and abet illegal alien criminals. Well, I've been saying, I've written commentary after commentary. I've talked about this on radio. I've talked about it on TV. And this is very interesting. That's in Montgomery County, Maryland. Because of Democrat policies, dangerous Democrat policies, illogical Democrat policies, six illegal aliens have been arrested in recent weeks for rape and sexual assault, most of their victims children. Monday, a 21-year-old Honduran native, it was reported, was accused of raping a six-year-old girl and then claimed if she told anyone about the assault, he ground her for 100 days, whatever the hell that means. He ground her for 100 days. And here's another Tom Fenton goodie. The DOJ is sued for records of FBI agent who helped circulate the Steele dossier. That's also Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch. A Freedom of Information Act lawsuit was filed against the U.S. Justice Department on Wednesday by legal watchdog group Judicial Watch seeking records concerning FBI Special Agent Michael Gatta, an agency legal attaché in Rome who helped circulate the infamous Steele dossier. Expect the name Michael Gatta to become a household name very soon regarding Spygate. That comes from George Papadopoulos, who we've had as guest on the show many times. All records of communication, including emails, text messages, instant chats, encrypted messages sent to and from former FBI legal attaché in Rome, Special Agent Michael Gatta, mentioning terms Trump, Clinton, Republican, Democrat, or conservatives. All expense reports and travel vouchers submitted from Michael Gatta. All SF-50s and SF-52s of Michael Gatta, former Special Agent Michael Gatta. According to August 2018 testimony by Bruce Orr of the DOJ, dossier author Christopher Steele gave two memos from his salacious Clinton-funded opposition research to this guy, Michael Gatta. According to Epoch Times, Gatta was authorized by former Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland to meet with Steele at his London office to obtain dossier materials. For this visit, the FBI sought permission from the office of Nuland, and Nuland, who had been the recipient of many of Steele's reports, gave her permission. And on July 5th, Gatta traveled to London and met with Steele at the offices of Steele's firm, Orbis. The FBI scrambled to vet the dossier's claims are well known. According to an April 2017 New York Times report, the FBI agreed to pay Steele $50,000 for solid corroboration of his claims, and he was unable to produce satisfactory evidence and was not paid for his efforts. Still, the FBI used the dossier to obtain the FISA warrant on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Well, the document itself was heavily shopped around to various media. The late John McCain, another slimeball, provided a copy to former FBI Director James Comey, who briefed President Trump on the salacious document. Comey's briefing to Trump was then used by CNN and BuzzFeed to justify reporting on and publishing the dossier following the election. The FBI is covering up its role in the Russiagate hoax, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton. The Judicial Watch had to fight the FBI tooth and nail for every scrap of information about the illicit targeting of President Trump. And this is the same guy, Tom Fenton, and the same organization, Judicial Watch, that fought the IRS tooth and nail in order to get all the documents and all of Wayne Root's tax files. And we found out that my entire case was thrown out, literally wiped off the desk of unnamed IRS officials on a certain date. And what date was that? The day before Lois Lerner testified in front of the United States Congress and took the Fifth. Because they had my file on her desk, no question about it. She was the one ordering the persecution of Wayne Root. Other big news today, the Fed cuts rates by a quarter point as insurance against global risks. So another quarter point cut in the federal funds rate, meaning interest rates are going down. And outraged Donald Trump slams terrible communicator Powell, the chairman of the Fed. He failed again, he says. It wasn't just the market that was disappointed by Powell's lack of a QE or a bigger than 25-point cut. Moments after Powell cut rates, and sparked a favorable initial knee-jerk reaction. The market slumped when it realized that Powell failed to announce another QE, another quantitative easing round. Apparently, Trump figured it out, too, because several weeks after Trump asked for the first time for some QE, Powell failed to deliver. And this, in turn, sparked the furious president to lash out at Powell when he tweeted, "Jay Powell, the Federal Reserve, fail again. No guts, no sense, no vision, a terrible communicator." As to what happens next, who knows? But Trump blasts Powell. He never should have named him. You know I'm just the biggest Trump backer, right? Nobody celebrates Trump more than me, but that doesn't mean nobody's perfect. Trump is not good at hiring people. He has hired some real clunkers. Or maybe junkers is a better word. Remember they had the cards and called junkers, right? Clunkers or junkers? I can't even remember anymore. Clunkers. Well, he's hired some real clunkers. This guy's one of them. And I could have told him, clunkers being lemons, I could have told him because there were two people up for the job. One was this guy, and the other was a guy from the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. And he was a real conservative slash libertarian. And he would have made a much, much, much better Fed chief. And Trump picked the wrong one again. I'm sure it wasn't because Trump's bad at picking. It's because everyone around Trump is deep state and D.C. swamp. And those are the ones giving him advice. They all give him bad advice. And he hired a deep state guy, Powell. Jerome Powell's deep state. And he's really trying hard to hurt Donald Trump and hurt this economy. He's not being too overt about it. He's just cutting a little too slowly. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just to great to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn-Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly any.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is our number three, coming up in about 7 minutes or so. And soon, if you're in Vegas, you'll be able to watch me on Cox Cable. Cox with an announcement today that starting November 13th, you'll see Newsmax TV on their cable dial. So we're even going to be in Las Vegas. That's great news, man. People watch me all over the country except for Vegas. And now everybody in Vegas gets to see me, too. Unless, of course, you've got DirecTV or Dish TV in Vegas, and then you see me already. But most people have cable. Most people have Cox Cable. And so we are adding to their lineup, and that's big news here in Las Vegas. I'll be dominating the 5 o'clock West Coast time slot here on Vegas TV, so great news. And if you don't have Wayne Root on your cable dial, anywhere in the country you're listening right now, this is a good example of the fact that the power of the people wins. So many of my fans call Cox. They made that decision to pick up Newsmax TV. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're wonderful fans. Great people. I really appreciate it. Without you, I am nothing. So thank you. Everything I got is because of you. Now I got Las Vegas on cable TV for the Wayne Allen Root Show. So call toll-free if you don't have Newsmax TV and you can't watch the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call toll-free 844-563-97, 844-563-97. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. So there's lots of ways to watch for free and lots of ways to watch on cable and lots of ways to watch on DirecTV and Dish TV, Newsmax TV, call 844-500-6397. We'll connect you to your local cable carrier. Kavanaugh's accuser, I mentioned this yesterday, is Max Steyer, a former Clinton lawyer and Obama donor. He's the man behind a new sexual misconduct allegation. Well, it's not even new. It's an old, dredged-up allegation against Supreme Court Justice, not Supreme Court nominee, it's Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He won, and they still can't leave him alone. It's amazing. And this guy was not only a former classmate of Kavanaugh's at Yale, who brought this up, but also a foe during the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. His name's Steyer, Max Steyer. He's 53. He served on the team defending Clinton while Kavanaugh served on independent counsel Ken Starr's team that was investigating Clinton. As the Yale Daily News put it, in 1994, Kavanaugh joined a legal team led by Ken Starr that was looking into President Bill Clinton's real estate dealings as part of the Whitewater investigation. Later that decade, Kavanaugh co-wrote the Starr Report, which established broad grounds for Clinton's impeachment. These proceedings pitted Kavanaugh against the former Yale classmate Max Steyer, class of 87, a fellow member of Stiles College, who was one of several attorneys representing Clinton during the investigation. You know, it's funny because I've always said the reason the IRS came against me is because of the fact that I was a classmate of Barack Obama. You know, when you have two classmates and one's a conservative and one's a liberal, one's a Reagan guy, one's like a McGovern guy, a commie, oh, they hate each other. It doesn't matter if you're both college classmates. You hate each other. And these two classmates had much more reason to hate each other because they went against each other on opposing sides in the Clinton impeachment proceedings. So you know that this guy, Max Steyer, had a vendetta and an agenda against Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. And you know that Barack Obama had an agenda against Wayne Allyn Root. Because I dared to say I went to college with him and never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. So funny. It's amazing how this stuff works. There's all these connections. It's the same reason politics and the media are so corrupt. Because have you ever seen the list of politicians and their brothers and their sisters and their brothers-in-law and their sisters-in-law and their wives and how everyone they're married to is at a major media station or a member of the media and their brothers-in-law are politicians, their sister-in-law is politicians or the wife of a politician. It's so incestuous. They all are just part of the same team, the media and the Democratic Party. And the politicians are all part of the same team. And they all just help each other all day long, and the rest of us are screwed. But it's just amazing how Kavanaugh worked, went to the same school, Yale Law School, and then also, you know, fought for the impeachment of Clinton. Well, this guy fought against the impeachment of Clinton, defended Clinton. More idiocy proving the insanity of liberals, high school cheerleaders placed on probation for the rest of the year for posing with Trump 2020 banner. Cheerleaders from North Stanley High School in North Carolina have been placed on probation for the rest of the year because they posed the banner that said Trump 2020. Members of the cheer group held up a banner, Trump 2020, Make America Great Again, during a home game on August 30th. The photo made the rounds on social media, which prompted the North Carolina High School Athletic Association to take action. Wow. Hard to believe this stuff. In North Carolina, students are prohibited from displaying political signs. If they break the rules again, the students may be subject to fines or suspension. I just wonder whether there were groups of black students, could be white too, but in particular black students, who just really liked Barack Obama and said, it's cool, first black president. I like him, I want him to be elected president, or he is president, I want to see him reelected, and I can understand that totally. And they held a banner that said Obama. I guarantee you, not only somewhere in America, I guarantee you everywhere in America, this went on. And I'll bet you not one of their athletes was suspended. I'll bet you not one of the cheerleader squads was suspended. I guarantee you they treated people completely different if you put up an Obama banner versus a Trump banner. I guarantee you no one would...
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.